Northwest winemakers are trying to wet the whistle of China's emerging middle class. Demand for wine is growing significantly there, and that's drawn Chinese business delegations, restaurateurs, and tourists to our region. There even may be a reality TV show that would feature Northwest wineries. Correspondent Anna King begins our story in Walla Walla, Washington.
Back when the economy was rolling in the mid-2000s, Long Shadows Wineries was jumping. Here's Dane Narbites. He handles the company's national and international marketing.
We would be sold out of the current vintage within 6 months of release and have to wait another 6 months until the next vintage. And that's how it was for the first three vintages.
So the company decided to make about 30% more wine. But just as they started crushing more grapes, the economy crushed sales. Long Shadows was stuck with 60% of its product. The choice? Discount the high-end wine or find new customers.
And so we started looking to other channels to sell the wines, and China approached us at just the right time.
More and more Northwest wineries are finding new opportunities in China. In fact, the Washington Wine Commission says Washington and Oregon wineries have sold nearly 80% more wine in China ever since the 2008 and 2009 season. All that's occurred since China eliminated an 80% excise tax in 2008 that stifled imports. But to sell wine in China, U.S. wineries have to put in extra efforts. In this science lab just off the barrel room at Long Shadows, a chemistry test is bubbling away. It shows how much SO2, that's a compound to preserve the wine, is in there. Before any bottles are shipped, the Chinese customers want to know exactly what's under the cork. It's all worth it, Narbite says. Even a value brand of U.S. wine is sold for premium prices in China. But being successful long-term in China will take a lot of consumer education and time. Narbite says while visiting restaurants there, he found that drinking wine isn't yet firmly stitched into the dining culture.
We didn't see a lot of bottles on the table. And I saw a lot of, like I said, nice cellars with a lot of wine in those cellars, but we didn't see it out in public where people were consuming it.
Still, Northwest winemakers are building their wine lists and inventory in China, so when the thirst for wine increases, they're ready. Al Portney spends about 70% of his year outside of the U.S. in his role as Vice President of International Sales for St. Michelle Wine Estates in Woodinville, Washington. Portney says that China's potential is almost mind-bendingly huge.
Estimates are it's about 30% of the population is now classified as middle class. So if you take that number or even close to that, you're already dealing with a number of a population that is already greater than the population of the entire United States.
Portney and other wine industry importers are keeping a very close eye on the taste of the emerging young middle class in China. He says they see drinking and collecting wine as part of a desirable lifestyle, and the Northwest brand there is known for high quality food, beautiful scenery, and desirable wine. But China isn't just interested in buying better wine, they want to grow it too. Just outside of Benton City, Washington, Kevin Judkins slides open the door on one of his massive, bitterly cold greenhouses. We're at Inland Desert Nursery. Judkins' family owns this wine vine growing business. Anytime now, Judkins is going to ship 10,000 wine grape plants to China. To become certified by the Chinese government, the nursery had to host a delegation of business people, government officials, and wine experts. But Judkins says he faced a steep learning curve. During a tense tour of his operations, there was supposed to be a gift exchange. But he didn't know that. He did have gourmet pizza ready afterward, though.
I didn't know what was going on because I didn't get very many smiles out of him. And it was really hard to read, and the language barrier played a lot to that. And at first they didn't really want to drink wine, but then they thought, oh, we're in the Northwest, we needed to try some Northwest wines. They had a few glasses of wine and tried the pizza, and I think the rest of the day went by a lot easier.
Wine exporter Portney says there are still more wine suppliers entering the market than China's wine drinkers can absorb. And business there can be chaotic. There are unconfirmed stories of wine stuck in warehouses, wine not paid for, wine ruined by improper temperatures. But the interest is there. In fact, a U.S. TV production crew in partnership with the Chinese government will film a sort of reality TV roadshow. It's still in development, but some of it is planned to happen in Northwest wineries. And for Northwest wineries, there's no slowdown in sight. Many are scrambling for even a sip of this emerging market. I'm Anna King, outside of Benton City, Washington.